This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yeah, she's driving you nuts. It's time to cut bait.
She's aloof, you know what.
What?
She's an aloof, you know.
Oh.
What?
Where I see it? What you mean.
She is an aloof bitch.
Hey.
Time to cut bait.
Gotta do what you gotta do out there.
1-800-DIVORCE. Yeah. All right, here's Buck with our stack watch.
Well, let's start with a little Seahawks. Well, free agency and transactions. John Schneider, this is before the Sam Darnold signing. This was after the Seahawks traded DK Metcalf, and what he had to say about their plan or their vision going forward.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, you know, you always have to do the thing to understand here is that, you know, our responsibility to, you know, Jody Allen, you know, the 12s, you know, first and foremost is doing what's absolutely best for the organization, A, and then B, what's best for the player. Hopefully, you know, both those things merge and it's an ideal situation. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. Hopefully in this situation it does, and that would be great. But worst case scenario, I mean, we have a amazing, explosive, powerful athlete playing receiver for us again in 2025. So we'll see where this goes.
Can I would like to point out something.
Yes.
Totally random about
go
that.
For
it. You know that SNL bit with Fred Armisen where he's like the movie reviewer guy?
Oh yeah.
And he never says anything.
I know of what you speak.
He's just word salad over, yeah. Like, well, you know, the thing about this movie that I think I didn't like, and you know, but the play was, that's what John Schneider did there.
A little bit, yeah.
For the first 30 seconds, nothing gets accomplished.
Can you play it again? And take note.
When do we actually get any information?
Well, it starts when he says Jody Allen. Okay, so take note of how many words he says before he says Jody Allen.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, you know, you always have to do the thing to understand here is that, you know, our responsibility to, you know, Jody Allen,
yeah.
You know, the 12s, you know, first and foremost is doing what's absolutely best for the organization, A, and then B, what's best for the player. Hopefully, you know, both those things merge and it's an idea.
I mean, the thing that's best here, you know, what you really got to think about it on weekends and weekdays too.
If you ever want to know if someone's full of S, just
He's searching for. Yeah,
your wife caught you doing something, or someone caught you doing something you're not supposed to do, and they got the "What the hell are you doing?"
And that's right.
You got to stall for some time.
Spin your wheels for like 15 seconds to gather your thoughts.
That's right. He doesn't know what to say, so he is saying all of those things so that he can. Find some bullshit in his head to spit.
Like your best like platonic lady friend just caught you like digging through her underwear drawer. Are you digging through my pit? Am I digging through your panties? Well, what you need to understand first and foremost is, you know, there's a lot of drawers in this room.
The thing to understand here,
it reminds me of an Office bit where Steve Carell's interviewing for like an upper management position, and he's like, my philosophy in business, you do not, under any circumstances, ever, and I mean ever, sacrifice what I would say is the most important. And then it cuts to his interview, and he's like, sometimes I start a sentence, I don't even know where it's going.
That's what that is.
That's what that was. Okay, so now, here we go.
Or sell that John Schneider has done well in his return for what he's received back for both Geno Smith and for DK Metcalf. Two-pronged buy and sell, and buy or sell, you see his vision for the current roster.
Okay, yes and yes, but there's caveats. The first part, yes. I think what you got in return for DK Metcalf, no one was giving you a first. I really thought that if DK really wanted $30 million, I thought it was going to be a third.
I thought so, too.
I can't believe someone gave a second and then paid him $30 million. Have fun with that, Pittsburgh. Good luck. You know, you got a third for Geno Smith. Solid. And I think Geno is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold, but that's me. And then the vision for the future, yeah, I can see it. I don't have to agree with it. I agree with the vision of what they're doing from a defensive standpoint. I agree with the vision of DK Metcalf not being worth $30 million taking up my cap. Do I agree with the vision of Sam Darnold and you've done nothing so far? When you've watched a lot of teams aggressively rebuild their offensive line and so far you've done nothing, that I don't agree with. Do I see their vision? Yes. I just don't agree with it. So yes, yes, caveat on the second one. And I really still will bet my a good chunk of money. Third or fourth round, a quarterback will come off the board. This will be a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson situation. You pointed out, Rob, after the combine, Schneider talked about how he was impressed with some of these quarterbacks, and you could feel a little kind of pickup in his step. And the Darnold contract, whatever, you can get off this thing in a year, two at the most. There will be competition for Sam Darnold. This does not mean that Darnold is the starting quarterback in Seattle for years to come.
Well, I buy the first part that I think he got a good return with a second and a third for Geno and DK because I wasn't high up just personally on either of them. So that's good. So I'll buy that. But I'll sell that I see his vision. I don't really get what he's doing at quarterback. I agree with you. They'll probably draft a quarterback. Okay. So why are you paying $36 million to Sam Darnold? That makes no sense.
They've never been willing to admit that they're in a rebuild. Ever,
well, that's
under
a problem.
John Schneider.
That's a problem. Yeah. And I think that, you know, if you're going to go the rookie route, one, there's no guarantee your rookie isn't your day one starter.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you don't want that, get somebody in there that's way cheaper and on a shorter deal than 3 years, $110 million.
I would have been more inclined, if you would have asked me, I think I would have rolled the dice like what the Jets rolled the dice with Justin Fields than I would Sam Darnold. But that's,
well, there's plenty of guys out there.
That's just me.
Could have gone with. But I don't know. Darnold seems like they're kind of lying to themselves a little bit. Because I don't think Darnold is anything north of Geno Smith.
I think they got a worse version of Geno Smith, but that's just me.
And if you think he's south of Geno Smith, he's not that far south of Geno. So it's the same guy.
Yeah, but you got to pick $9 million less.
Okay, whatever. I don't see the vision of the quarterback thing, but maybe it will all come into focus soon.
Well, this name came up a little bit earlier, but Aaron Rodgers still without a landing spot, and our buddy Mike Yam asked former Seahawk Michael Robinson about that on the NFL Network.
For Aaron Rodgers, best fit for him, who do you have?
Oh, man. Kleiner he got in that big house he got, that's the best fit. The couch, man. What you doing, Aaron? You done made almost $400 million in this league, bro. You got the championship. You're one of the all-time greats, man. You're great in the media. I'd love to see you with a podcast or something. I think you'd be very entertaining. But yes, we saw him look better toward the end of last season with the New York Jets, man. But I don't know. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah, because they do have the structure. They're used to dealing with older players, and Mike Tomlin understands how to talk to a guy like an Aaron Rodgers. But for real, is Aaron Rodgers going to be all the way in? He's going to come to OTAs? He's going to come to minicamp? Is he going to have some retreats? He has to go on. Does he have his own business? He has to do. I mean, I don't know. Pittsburgh Steelers aren't used to that type of life coming from their quarterback. So I would say to recline.
Buy or sell that Aaron Rodgers will not have a starting job come opening day this NFL season.
I'm going to sell this because I think teams are dumb and they're desperate. I don't think he's that far off.
Who was that guy?
That was Michael Robinson.
Michael Robinson, former fullback with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I said all along, I thought there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers sits at home. I think there's enough speculation. I think there's enough juice. There does seem to be some Pittsburgh momentum coming there. The fact they went and got DK Metcalf, I think, tells you that Pittsburgh, again, isn't ready to say that we're going young. I don't think they can run the Russell Wilson thing back again. That kind of starts to fit, but, you know, he's not going to Seattle. He's not going to Vegas. I mean, there's not many other spots. So I kind of feel like it might be Pittsburgh or bust for him. I don't think the Giants are obviously going to roll the dice on that.
What about the Browns?
Yeah, I guess you could say Cleveland. So I'll sell it. I think he does have a spot, but I'm with him. I'm with Robinson that the best spot for him is on the recliner. This doesn't end well. And by all accounts, he does not want his legacy to be this, the way it ended in New York. I think it's going to get worse. So, but no, someone will take a shot on him because there's just not enough quarterbacks.
What's the
buy or sell? He will be a starting quarterback on opening day this year.
Oh yeah. There is a little bit of a question, but I don't think there's much of one.
I mean, the seats at the musical chairs are filling up, though.
Yeah. They are, but he's I know he's older, 41, and he's a headache. He can still play.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all that matters. And somebody will go get him. And I bet you it's Pittsburgh.
All right, final one for you on this journey. I'm going to require you to pull up some video if you haven't seen it already. Did you see the Virginia State High School track meet?
I did. Did you see this big zucchini?
Virginia?
If you're on X or just on the internet, look up a baton assault. It was at a moment that went viral over the weekend.
Crazy.
In which a high school female athlete essentially clubs another high school runner in the relay race with the baton, knocking her off the track.
Which I'm surprised we haven't seen more of.
Yeah,
really?
You got the weapon.
Well, it's right in your hand. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you're racing, not fighting.
Yeah, well, it's war out there.
Oh, by
she hits her right over the head.
I mean, it is rather savage. We now have the defense from the assaulter, Alayla Everett.
Okay.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody has feelings. So you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right? They're going off of one angle. A couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit. I know my intentions, and I would never hit somebody on purpose. They're assuming my character, calling me ghetto, racist slurs, death threats, all of this just because of a 9-second video.
What? Wait a minute.
Who were there? Two right here.
Were there two people in that?
No, it was just a TikTok that was quickly edited of one longer video.
So the crying part of her was like, oh, it's,
like they're worried about her physically, but no one's worried about my mentals.
Yeah, but then she explained it by saying the baton got caught.
No, her, that her baton got caught, and then when she pumped her, she had to do an extra pump with her arm.
Wow. That, dude,
that essentially forced this very random action.
Dude, I'm watching it right here.
And people only have one angle, and they only have one 9-second clip, and now they're being racist.
She cocks back and drills her, and then after she drilled her, she cocked back and swings at her again.
Yeah, it's not even... Dude.
Buy or sell, the least believable defense since OJ.
Yes. Buy. God.
Yeah. I don't want to call her the B word because she's a high school runner, but...
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that.
What, you can't?
No, she's a young girl.
Okay. Well, and by
making excuses.
You don't need to call anyone ghetto and you know, racist.
That has nothing to do with
slurs
it.
Or whatever, but
they're both black if you want to know.
Dude, charge her ass with assault and send her ass to juvie. They say the girl's got a concussion and a possible skull fracture.
Yeah.
Dude.
So if you didn't see it, the girl, she clearly just hits her over the head because she was being passed.
Yeah, clubs her.
And then the girl who got hit
goes down.
Well, she kind of stumbles off to the side and goes out of the race. Yeah.
She goes down.
I mean, it's clear as day. So what she's saying is indeed the worst excuse since OJ.
Can we?
There's no question.
We have reached a point.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You can blame whoever you want. I love that we are at a point now in society where you can get caught on camera doing something. You can get caught on camera
saying
something.
Nope, not what happened.
Say your own words. And someone's like, dude, you said that. You can be like, no, I didn't. I didn't say it. No, we have it right here. I never said it. No, we have the video of you clubbing. You know what? It's all angles. If you just look, they got caught in their shirt, and I pumped my arm. Next thing you know, it's clubbing her in the head with it. Dude, we are so effing stupid now that and probably nothing will happen on this. She'll come up with her horse crap excuse. She'll cry.
She already did. We just heard it.
Yeah, lip quiver.
I feel like she's just basically acting like a teenager here.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make it as some sort of societal statement. I just think she's a dumb kid. But she needs some guidance here because that went viral.
Just say I had a horrible moment. I did a horrible thing and I shouldn't have.
I just don't think... I don't know, how old is she? 16, 17 years old? Look, I think a lot of 16, 17-year-old kids are going to go that route. Like, who took responsibility for anything at that age? Okay? Yeah. So she's not prepared to stand up to the entire internet and answer that question. She's just not. She's too young and dumb. Okay? She just needs better...
Then don't get up there and say anything.
Well, you know they're going to put a camera in her face.
Then say the right thing.
Well, she needs better guidance is what I'm saying. I think this is... Whoever allowed her to get up there and say that is... That's, to me, the worst thing than the kid. A kid just being a dumb kid.
But can I also say, while I understand the whole dumb kid thing, I am so tired of someone being like, well, they were a kid. No, okay, you're not 12. You're in high school, so you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you possibly cracked someone's skull open because you lost your S over losing a race. Guess what? There's real consequences.
You gotta own that.
Her ass should never run in a high school track meet again. Sit your ass down. You don't get to run anymore. And yes, if I was that other family, I would 100% charge her ass. And you're going to have something on your record. You're going to go to counseling. Right? I mean, you're not going to prison. You're a minor.
Some community service, maybe.
But you're going to do some community service. Maybe you're going to spend a month in juvie or something, and maybe you're going to figure some stuff out. This idea that we do this so often with these kids, where they do these horrific crimes. You know, we catch them doing something, and then we're like, well, it's a kid, and, you know, we got to treat them as a kid, and, you know, their brains are underdeveloped. Like the one dip-ass that ran, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but remember the kid that ran the people down with his dad's truck and killed them, and we were like, well, he didn't know right from wrong, so let's community service. Then at some point, you get to be held accountable for your actions. And this, I'm not going to call her the name I want to call her, but that is horrible video. And then to stand up there and come up with the dumbest lie?
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Daylight saving time is here.
Controversial.
Fair, always is.
Yeah.
Every year, it's as if we've gone through it for the first time. We're like, what is this? My circadian rhythm's all off.
Oh yeah.
I what is this?
Ban it.
Shouldn't there be a law? Wait, there is. All that next. Here's Buck.